From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. School district officials showed off the progress on a new building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School yesterday that will replace the site of the February 2018 mass shooting. WLRN's Madeline Fox reports that the new building has a heavy emphasis on safety.
The building layout will be different than Building 12, which it's replacing, but it's meant to serve the same purpose: 30 classrooms, two stories, and some faculty rooms. The bigger changes are security measures. Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runciep says he can't talk about the specifics out of safety concerns, but he did say that it would set a new standard.
Going forward in this district, all new construction will include security features and sustainability features that we have here.
That includes updates in the works at Cypress Bay, Flanagan, and Northeast High Schools. Runciep says campuses have more physical security features than they did 2 years ago. And he says the training and accountability for security personnel are more consistent now.
Our goal is to make our campuses the safest campuses in the country.
The new MSD building is expected to be ready for classes this August. I'm Madeline Fox in Parkland.
Next month, tens of thousands of people will flock to South Florida for the Super Bowl, but the Miami Beach Police Department has been preparing for almost a year. Gerard Albert III found out how at a town hall event last night.
If there's one thing the Miami Beach Police Department has, it's confidence.
People down here know how to host big events, especially here on Miami Beach, and they do a great job with it.
That's Greg Terp from the Miami Super Bowl Host Committee. They've been working with police departments in South Florida since last year's Super Bowl in Atlanta.
We had several members from our leadership team actually go to Atlanta and work closely with the Atlanta Police Department to see all the measures they had in place for their Super Bowl.
Ernesto Rodriguez is a spokesperson for the Miami Beach Police Department. He says limiting traffic is a priority and that residents should explore options other than driving.
We encourage the use of Uber, Lyft, all the various types of rideshare options, as well as public transit.
Traffic and road closure updates can be found on the City of Miami Beach website. I'm Gerard Albert III in Miami Beach.
This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.